Joining us now in our studios is Paul Ryland with Johnson Ryland Builders. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, it's so fun to be here.
You know, it's a parade of homes already. It's supposedly spring.
All spring of a sudden, preview.
We've kind of gotten into the back to winter here, or at least early spring. And you have a number of homes on the parade of homes this year.
Yeah, I think for the first time, Johnson Ryland has four houses in a single event. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your company and give us a quick brief thumbnail sketch of your history.
Yeah, well, my dad. So there's five boys in our family, and my dad started building 50 years ago. Well, he incorporated. He started building in the 60s, and doing that. But he started building Johnson Ryland. Was created 1974. So 50 years ago. And in many ways, we're doing a lot of the same things that he did. He had a slogan. It said, you get the best materials and you hire the best people and you let pride do the rest.
I like that. And you've been building houses. You've been in it for pretty much all your life, haven't you?
I'm 51.
So I guess the first year of your life, yeah, you weren't in the family business yet. But let's talk about your houses in particular. Give us a philosophical feel and give us the demographics and stuff, because yours are unique and you've won awards for the design and implementation in the past, and this year they're all wheelchair accessible. I mean, they're all four of the homes there.
Yeah,
tell us about kind of your philosophy and where the market is, and give us that idea.
Well, I think so starting about 4 years ago, we took a hard look at the future of the real estate market, or more specifically the building market, and looked at where opportunity was going to be. And the biggest growth sector was going to be all the retiring baby boomers. And so we sat down and said, well, how can we retool? You know, what are we doing right now that fits that, and how can we serve that market better? And so we just really started focusing on that type of, you know, house, retiree, you know, one level living, things like that.
And now they are not only just one level living, but these are wheelchair accessible all over the house.
Yeah, so there's a spectrum. So when you think about someone who is in a wheelchair, you know, if you go all the way to the ADA spec, and we've done that, you know, then you'd be actually hiring a licensed architect, and then really meeting the needs of someone who is, you know, in a wheelchair already, and perhaps, you know, physically, you know, very physically disabled, things like that. That's we can do that, and we are able, and we've done that. But that's not really what our focus is. Our focus is making homes that are wheelchair friendly, or the Builders Association term is wheelchair visitable. It's really a hedge in the future. So if most of these people are coming to us today, most of our buyers are either pre-retirement, or they're just retiring, or maybe they've retired a little while ago. And most of them are not having any physical problems at this point. But we're just pointing out to them that the idea of moving, the idea of changing and building later, why not build the house today in such a way that it would meet your long-term needs?
Yeah, and you can age in place for, you know, if you're 65, next 20, 30 years if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. All right. You have one here on Ford Street in Northfield. There's one in Newmarket. There's a couple in the metro area, Savage and Chaska as well. Let's start off with the more local ones, Northfield and Newmarket. Tell us a little bit about that house. It's on 431 Ford Street. So it's kind of out by the new middle school. It's 25 years old.
It's still new to me, too.
It's kind of out in that direction.
Yeah, so southeast side of town. Mm-hmm. So that particular home, that neighborhood, it's called Bluffview Neighborhood, and it actually will have more than one phase. But in the first phase of construction, we've really focused in on one level living specifically, and it was somewhat due to the water table there. But we did slab on grade style home, so no basement, just exactly one level, and so, which is kind of cool. A lot of people call them patio homes, and which is you know, I like that idea because it focuses on the living side of things. And so if you have no steps, no stairs, and the backyard is level with the front yard, and so you can literally go right outside. And what we're finding is a lot of our clients, especially people that are maybe have been retired a little while, and the kids have, they haven't seen the kids living in their home now for maybe 20, 30 years or more. And they're actually ready to look at something a little smaller, but really, really precision built and really high quality. And so that's really where we've been focusing on that. So that's a one level home, slab on grade. And excuse me, we actually have two different product types there currently, two model homes actually.
Okay.
One is about, is a two bedroom, two bath. The other one is a three bedroom, two bath with a big four season porch.
Now these houses are for the parade of homes. Will they have furniture and such in them, so you can kind of get a perspective of scale? Or do people prefer not to have any furniture in there when they're looking?
Yeah, you know, people really do appreciate the having the furniture, and it's strange how the furniture can transform a space. The hard part is you know, we're a very custom builder, so people tend to see the house one way and think, oh, that's just the way that they all are. And it would be fun if I could get you, if I could open up all the homes and kick all the homeowners out and show you the diversity, just the different styles that people will do from traditional to very contemporary modern. We're very flexible on that.
Now, you were talking before we went on the air. Several of these homes you're just getting done this year for the Parade of Homes. Are they sold yet? Are they lived in, or are they for sale if people go in there?
So Parade Home, by definition, is a new home that's never been lived in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not eligible to be in the parade if it's an existing home. So, yeah, these are brand new homes. And in three of the four cases, they are for sale. They're available. But they're meant to be a show home. They're meant to be an example of what you could build. And then in each of those locations, we have numerous additional sites that people can select the site of their choice and then make design changes and get it just the way they want it.
Now, will you be, or you or somebody be at the homes each weekend? Because Parade of Homes has already started, hasn't it?
Yeah. This is already, we're actually entering the third week of the Parade of Homes, mm-hmm. 3 out of 5. And these homes will be open by appointment afterwards. So you can either go during the Parade of Homes hours, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 6, or you can call our office and make an appointment.
And will they be able to see, I don't know, will you have plans or anything, there that if, you know, this particular home isn't for them, they'd like to custom make that, as you mentioned, your custom builders. Would that be available?
Yeah.
At least talk to somebody about it.
I think to an extent, yeah, the richer experience is to make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can talk to the people such as myself and my brothers that have, you know, they've gone deep, taken a deep dive into what are all the options, what are all the choices. The host and hostesses at the model homes are very friendly, well-trained people, but they don't know all of the choices.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Paul Ryland is with us, Johnson Ryland Builders. They have four homes on the Parade of Homes, which is going on each weekend now through April, the first weekend in April, I think.
April 7th.
April 7th, okay. Paul, is there anything else you'd like to for people to know about your homes or your business?
Yeah, I think, you know, just the idea that we have, I think we're the first builder ever to have all four, you know, four Parade of Homes that are all wheelchair visitable. And so I really hope that I haven't heard a lot of feedback yet that people in wheelchairs are coming through the homes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd love to see more of that. And I think what's really fun is even when we're designing homes, two-story homes, you know, different styles of homes for different age, you know, clients and even people in their, you know, 30s and 40s, when we give them the idea that they could make even just the main floor of their house wheelchair visitable, almost invariably, they remember that there's a friend or a family member or maybe a golden retriever, like, you know, an old pet that could really benefit from that. Or even just the young mom with, you know, carrying a bunch of groceries and a kid in the door and not having to deal with a bunch of steps at an entrance or an exit. can really be a benefit.
Yeah, a lot of benefits there. And we've been talking about aging in place and maybe some of the older buyers, the aging baby boomers. You make houses for everyone, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
So we're not limiting it to that group. Paul, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. Once again, 431 Ford Street East is the Northfield address.
Correct. Yeah.
And Elko is at 9975. Is it Kari, K-A-R-I? Kari Way or Kari Way?
Whichever you like.
And that's in Elko New Market. Mm-hmm. So check that up. There's a couple. There's one in Savage. There's one in Chaska as well. And information, I imagine, is available on either Parade of Homes or your own website.
ParadeofHomes.org or jrbr.builders. But I will say this, you know, the local homes are very nice. But if you want to see something really unique, head up to Savage and Chaska.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. All right. Look forward to it. Parade of Homes. Paul, thanks a lot for coming in. Best of luck to you this spring, and have a good summer.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right.